Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Gina Latuca with the SPCA is joining us now with our news hound of the week. Gina, always love to get a look at a news hound that I'm trying to figure out what Rufus reminds me of. He's just a good-looking dog.
Maybe a Muppet?
is that what you think?
Well, you know, he's large. He's 85 pounds, a shepherd mix, but he's just got that fluffy, I don't know, he's got that look where if you think of the name Rufus, this is the picture that would come into my mind. I don't know about you.
I would not guess from the picture and looking at his face that he was that big of a dog.
No, he's a German Shepherd mix, and this dog has stolen my heart. And I can't get into too much detail, but I think you'll be able to read between the lines when I say the sad part of Rufus's story is that his owner passed away. And, you know, sometimes when this happens, there is no family around or nobody in the family who can take on an animal for whatever reason. I will say this. Rufus was with his owner until the end. So when you talk about loyalty and you talk about the loyalty of these animals, Rufus is just one of those dogs where we've got the list here from his behind-the-scenes diary. He's lived with kids 13 to 26, very positive history with dogs, positive history with cats, house-trained. He knows sit, paw, and down, and he walks very well on a harness. And I'm very careful about using the words plug-in dog because not all dogs fit in all situations. But I'll tell you, Rufus sounds darn near close.
Yeah, it sounds like he's ready to go and not much training or anything like that, just more getting him used to his new surroundings.
That's right. I think he's going through a little bit of, I hate to use the word trauma, he's going through some anxiety. You know, he was with this owner. It sounds like he probably was with this one owner his whole life. And boy, what a switch. You know, all of a sudden now you're in a shelter, and we do our best to try to reduce shelter stress. But the bottom line is, it's still a shelter. There's only so much we can do to make the animals feel comfortable. He just went up for adoption yesterday. We would love to see this guy adopted right away.
Yeah, and I mean, the stress is to be expected, right? I mean, yesterday my dogs were separated for like a few hours. And then when my one dog came home, I mean, the two of them together, it was like, you know, they've been gone for 3 years missing each other, right? So you can imagine the stress maybe on a dog when that kind of happens and you lose the person who's been by your side for forever.
That's right. And he lost that person. He lost his home. He lost everything he knew. So when you think about it, those stress triggers are piling up. Usually with animals like this, you know, we it's not that we're playing favorites, but you try to notice the animals who are having a harder time adapting to shelter life, and our behavior team goes to work giving them a little bit of extra attention and a little bit of extra time to prevent the deterioration, the mental deterioration of that animal. And we're giving that extra time to Rufus. You know, he just came in not too long ago. Again, just went up for adoption yesterday. But you're right. You know, all of a sudden you lose everything. You know, even we would be stressed over that.
Yeah, 100%. Well, hey, we know so many things are changing around the state, around the area. What do we need to know about the SPCA? And if you want to, whether it's Rufus or somebody else, you want to get a look?
Well, our mask requirement has changed. So right now we're, of course, asking people who are not vaccinated to still wear masks. People in our humane ed programs are asked to wear masks, but fortunately, the people who are vaccinated and old enough to receive the vaccine, that has been relaxed. We are now meeting regularly on adoptions and whether appointment adoptions will still be necessary for dogs. One thing that we can't ignore is the fact that it would get extremely crowded in the cat rooms to a degree, but especially in the kennels. And some days when it was extremely crowded, especially Saturdays or some of the week evenings that we were open, it wasn't always the best thing for the dogs. And we can't ignore the fact that to some degree, having fewer people in the kennels during what would be a peak adoption time has been helpful for the animals. So we don't want to ignore that, that there might be some sort of crowd control that we need to keep in place. Does that have to be in the form of appointment adoptions 6 days a week? Maybe not. And so that's something that we're carefully discussing. You know, we're constantly revisiting that before we completely lift that appointment regulation.
Okay, so good to know, and keep that in mind for everybody. If you're looking for, whether it's Rufus or whether it's somebody else, looking to check out one of the dogs or cats or any other animal, and we know you guys have a lot to offer over at the SPCA. Gina, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Brian.
All right, Gina Latuca with the SPCA, serving Erie County, talking about Rufus. You want to see a photo of Rufus, our news hound of the week? Check him out at News Radio 930.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.